Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Birshus, the Wominsky Rebbe, Rosh HaKodesh Yisrael, Chavrei Moetzes HaGdolei HaTorah of HaKodesh Yisrael, Rashi Yeshivas, Admirim, Rabbonim Chashuvim, Hanholas, Agudas Yisrael, my friend Reb Chaim David Rebel, Reb Shlomo Gertzlin, Reb Leibish Becker, Reb Hal Hanilvim Aleihem, Ubishus Kol HaKol HaKodesh Hazeh. It is only right and proper to be maskil b'chayshchun b'chveit v'achsanya, to say something nice about the host of tonight's event, Agudas Yisrael. We're all familiar with the concept of a shliach tzibur, that the shliach is mighty the tzibur. Tonight, I think, as far as I'm concerned, it's the reverse of that. The tzibur is being mighty me. This tzibur that hears tonight, and this convention that you have been at for the last 3 days, by your presence, you are saying, with your vast numbers, what I could not articulate. And that is, thank you, Agudas Yisrael, for still being around. It is the nature of human beings that those things are the most precious and important to us. We take for granted. We take for granted our good health. We take for granted our spouses. We take for granted our chaverim and our children. We take for granted maestas. Maestas that have been so important in our lives. And we have to stop every once in a while and think and thank about what these people and what these institutions mean to us. Perhaps with this you can be miyashev why the Agudah convention always falls out in the secular holiday of Thanksgiving. Because this is the one time of year, at least, that everybody says thanks to the Agudas Yisrael for being here. Reb Chaim David asked me to try to stay on topic, the theme of the convention, Levavos Habanim. I'm somewhat at a disadvantage because after 3 days of hearing from Gedolim, Rabbanim, Mechanchim, I'm sure that the sugi has been covered extensively, and what can I add to that? People that are Gedolim v'Tovim Mimeni and people that have much more experience in this area than I do. Therefore, as I approached the topic, I tried to think of what can I add, and came up with just two thoughts. And they should be taken b'tayras. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. The Mishnah says in Masechta Yuma, Moshluai Zikenim Ziknei Bezdin V'Karen Lafan of Beseder Hayay. In preparation for Avodas Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippurim, they used to read the Seder Hayayim. V'Omrim Lo Ishi Kohen Gadol Krata B'Ficha Shema Shachachta B'Shem Alei Lamadta. They had to chazer over Avodas Yom Kippur, and perhaps the Kohen Gadol forgot, or Shemalei Lamadata, perhaps he never learned Avodas Yom Kippur. Frek the Gemara Akasha. Bishle Moshachach Lachai, anybody can forget. It was Shemalei Lamad. How's it Shaykh the Kohen Gadol didn't know Avodas Yom Kippur? I, Frek the Gemara, were only mine the Kohen Gadol, Shugadol Meyachal, Bekayach, Benoyu, Bechokhma. He's the child of Shaykh, the Kohen Gadol didn't know that Avodas Yom Kippurim. Enter the Gemara Amar of Yosef Lekasher Kanda Migdash Rishon Kanda Migdasheni. True. In the Beis HaMikdash Rishon, the Kohen Gadol is HaKohen HaGadol Neyachav. He was Gadol B'Chochma, he was Gadol in everything. But in second Beis HaMikdash, unfortunately, that was not the case. In the second Beis HaMikdash, unfortunately, the Kahuna Gedolah became a political appointment. It became a patronage. You can buy yourself into the Kahuna Gedolah. Zakti Gemara Dom Ravasi Tirkava Didimi Ayveli Marta Baspaisis Liyanai Malka the Ukmali Yeshua Ben Gamla Vikahani Rabbi. Laharaya, because Marta Baspaisis bought the Kahuna Gedolah for Yeshua Ben Gamla. Azef Zakti Gemara. Fregen Rishenim Akasha. Yeshua ben Gamla bought his way into the Kahuna Gedolah. Factory Dva Akasha. Sedo Astira. Vihike Bikasha Le Dohocha Mashma Sezelohi Akasha. From this Gemara, it's Mashma Yeshua ben Gamla wasn't a kosher. He had to buy his way into the Kahuna Gedolah. Vihivu Beperksheni Debavabasra Ketoni Shilamola Yehu Nishtacha Terem Yisrael. Frek the Gemara, Frek the Ritva. The Gemara says in Bava Basra that Lule and Yeshua ben Gamla Nishtacha Terem Yisrael. What's the Ritva alluding to? The Gemara says in Bava Basra Dom Rav Yehuda Marav Baram Zachar Oysa Hayish Latay Yeshua ben Gamla Shemai. Zotik and Mora, if not for Yeshua ben Gamla, Tyra would have been forgotten. Because before the days of Yeshua ben Gamla, if a child was a Yosem or a child didn't have someone to teach him Tyra, he would vulgar in the street, nothing would become of him. Until Yeshua ben Gamla saw this crisis, the Hiskini received how you receive him, Melandi Dinaikis B'Yushalayim. Where Yeshua ben Gamla is the grandfather, the Zeta, the Elder Zeta, of the Chadorah movement, of the day school movement. Zakta Gemara weiter. But still, Hiskini see you receive him, B'Kol Plach, B'Plach. Not only Yushalayim, but in every city. That it would take in children that were 16-17 years old. So a child that didn't get along with his Rebbe would have been cast on him and he would go out in the street, 16 and 17 year olds, teenagers. And Yeshabar Yeshua ben Gamla v'tikein shumayshivan v'amdi t'inaikis b'chol medina v'menida v'chol meir v'hir u'machnisen eisayke ben sheshak v'menshah. Honor Yeshua ben Gamla nishtach hater of Yisrael. Because he took care of the Yisraelim, he took care of the Nebach, and he took care of all the children that for some reason weren't learning. Frechter t'vahakasha. Mimonavshach. Is he the Yeshua ben Gamla of Masechta Yuma that they had to buy the Kahuna Gedolah for him? Or is he the Yeshua ben Gamla that Elamalei Hu Nishtach Hater Yisrael? The Ritva offers several terutzim, among them Zokter, the Trey Yeshua ben Gamla of Ahochar Karsin or Yeshua ben Gamliel. Very simple terutz to two different people. The Yeshua ben Gamla Taka was just a person that was bought the Kahuna Gedolah, and the Gemara is that's a different person. Over the Sfasemis and the Sechta Yuma Zokta Teretz. Zokta Meir Adika Teretz. Yeshua ben Gamla started out as a poshet, a prosta person. But when he became the Kayin Gadol, the Kayhanim started treating him differently. They treated him and they gave him the deference and they gave him the kavod as though he was the Kohen HaGadol Me'echad. Maybe they even asked their shilus to him. And you know what happened? Erez Gevorim the Kohen Gadol. He became a different person. He became a different person because of the way people treated him. And he began to view himself differently. And eventually he became that person. and he became a different person. A person that preserved Torah by making sure that every child got a chinuch. Which leads us to wonder, why him? What about all the other people of his generation? Didn't they see the crisis brewing? Didn't they see the children bawling themselves and wandering in the streets? Was that this Yeshua ben Gamla? He's the one that took the initiative. Perhaps it's because he saw himself in those children who were falling by the wayside. Perhaps it's because he could empathize with those 16 and 17 year olds whom Yishahaya Rabbi Kaisal of Mavid Baby Yetze. And Yeshua ben Gamla concluded that if my life can be turned around by the way people treated me and how I changed the perception of myself, then this perhaps can be done on a macro level as well. And therefore he started Chadorim and Day Schools and changed the face of Klal Yisrael. And herein lies one of the great lessons that all parents, all teachers, all mechanchim, all rabbeim must learn. And that is that people will rise to the level of how we treat them, how we talk to them, how we relate to them. And unfortunately, the opposite is true as well. I recently read an article by Henrich Plotnik, who relates the following story. He was learning in the Philadelphia yeshiva, and he was in Rav Mendel Kaplan's shir. And if I can recommend one of the dozens and dozens and hundreds of biographies that they're out there to read, read the book called Rav Mendel. Rav Mendel was a master mechanich. So he had a bacher in his shir that today we would call a tutzach. It's the type of guy that does, you know, everything in the yeshiva, the guy that has the keys to everything, including the soda machine. One day in shir, in Mendel's shir, this bacher was falling asleep. So Mendel says to the bacher, he says, go down to the soda machine and get two cans of Coke, cold cans of Coke, and hold the Coke in your hands, and that maybe will keep you awake during shir. So all the bachurim in the shir snickered, and he's going to go down, bring up the soda, stand there. But that's what he did. He went down to the soda machine, he took the two cans of Coke, he stood in the back of the shir with the cold in his hands, and he didn't fall asleep. And Reb Mendel said to him, "Du bist an emes Talmid. You are indeed a true Talmud of mine, because you were willing to listen in spite of the embarrassment that was involved." That bacher, who I have no idea who that is, went on to become the head of a prominent yeshiva. According to Rabbi Plotnik, the moment in time that this bacher changed is when Reb Mendel crowned him with those words, "Du bist an emesse Talmud." Because Reb Mendel changed the way that bacher thought of himself. And he became an emesse Talmud. Rav Shlomo Freifel, Zichrono Livracha, also was a master of changing how people perceive themselves by seeing in them what they didn't see themselves. The Talmud once called Rav Shlomo because a shidduch was suggested for his daughter, and the bacher came from a very prominent mishpacha. So the Talmud says to his Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Freifel, he says, "I'm hesitant to go on with the shidduch because he's from such a chashuv mishpacha, and I'm a baal tshuva." Rav Freifel told him in his inimitable style. He says, it's a good thing you're not sitting in front of me, because I would hit you for calling yourself that. And then he told them, don't you ever call yourself a Baal Tshuva. This Talmud viewed himself as a second-class citizen because of his background. And Rav Freifel would not tolerate that. That was his approach to being Mechanech Talmidim. Change how they see themselves by treating them not as how they are, but who they could become. And as parents, we must remember that. What message do we send our children when we have to chastise them? How do we talk to them? What names do we call them? That can make all the difference in the world of how a child sees himself or how a bocher sees himself. And that, indeed, can shape his life. The Heintig Etolner Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzchak Menachem Weinberg, says over the following Maisa. There was a bocher that was learning in Ger. And the bocher started a downward spiral that eventually led him to a Freie Kibbutz. He became part of the kibbutz, he shaved off his payas, he got rid of his levush. He became a Freiyid, a Freie bocher. The father, a survivor, who survived Buchenwald and Auschwitz, comes to the Ger Rebbe, the Leif Simcha, and he says, for this I have to survive Auschwitz. That my son should find up a chiloni, a Freiyid. So the Ger Rebbe told a couple of Ger Achevra, you have to be the Rebbe to do such a thing. And he said, go to the kibbutz in the middle of the night and kidnap him. Not for me to sanction one way or the other. They put a blanket over his head and they came and they slept him back. And they put him in what they thought was a moderna yeshiva, because they couldn't imagine that this bocher could now go back into gear. After a few days, the Rebbe says to them, who's their bocher? So they tell him, we've put him in there, such a yeshiva. He says, I want him back in gear. And he told, who was not then the Talmud Rebbe, but he told Rabbi Yitzchak Menachem Weinberg, I want you to take this bocher under your wings. And I want you to be mashpi on him, and I want you to learn with him, and I want you to discuss hashkofin yonim with him until he was able to come back into gear. On the day of his chasen, this bocher, and yet the not yet Talmud Rebbe came into the gear Rebbe for a brocha. He gave the bocher a brocha, and then he says to the Talmud Rebbe, the future Talmud Rebbe, he says, Vart a minute. And he tells him, I wanted that people should say, Eretz a Tfasenes Bocher. Because Ma HaBrilis Oymim Olav has an effect. Because what people perceive and say and talk about you creates a reality. This Shitas Hachinuch predates Reb Mendel Kaplan or Shlomo Freifeld and the Ger Rebbe. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Bar Mitzvah, Ikra Rav La'asrid Rav Lazar Reb Shimon Omar Yesh Le Ben Leiset Tzadik. Does Rav Lazar Reb Shimon, does he have a son? Omar Lai. They said, yes, Yesh Loi Ben, V'chal Zaynesh Nizkeres B'shnayim Seich Lassai B'shmeina, Rachmano Litzlan. That's his son. What did he do? What's the answer. For Azak, he was as a very white. Asmechei Berevi. You know what he did? He gave him smicha. Asmechei Berevi vish aslami vish shimon ben isi ben lakunya. And he got him a malamed. And every day that the son said, I want to go back to my life, he told him, Vos teis. He told him, Omer lachochim Abdullah, the Bistar Rebbe. You're a Muslim. You're a world. The Rebbe Karoloch. How can you go back to do that? It's the same word. He changed how he thought about himself. And that made all the difference in the world. The other ounce of prevention that I would like to suggest, it has to do with chaverim, friends. Now I don't mean our children's friends. I mean our friends. Our friends. Because let's face it, just like the Torah tells us, ki lo yechta levi and be careful haaretz, there are always, unfortunately, going to be people that have trouble with their children. It's one of the shverse parshas, if not the shverse parshas, that a parent can go through. You know, it always strikes me in parshas Vayeshev, when Yehuda has his encounter with Tamar, and he gives her the Eruchim, and he gives it the mashkin, gives it the mashkin of the deposit, and he has to get it back. How does he get it back? Zokter Pesach posted by Yishlach Yehuda as Gedi Hayisim Biyad Re'ehu Adu Ami Lokakas Hayerovain Miyad Hayisha V'loi Mitzvah. He goes to his good friend, the Re'ehu Adu Ami Chira, and he says, here, take this and go find that person with whom I had the encounter. You do this with your friend? Yehuda could not have found the biblical equivalent of FedEx and just get it to her? How can you share this with a friend? Aren't you humiliated? Aren't you embarrassed? The Teretz is that a good friend is someone that you can even share that with. You can share your most ignoble, embarrassing moments because he's such a good friend that it's not going to affect our friendship. The Rambam Ramishma writes this in the Parish on Mishnah's Love is on the Mishnah Knele Chachover Zokter Rambam Sheyeh Lohodem Chover Shetiftach Nafshay Boy Velo Yishmer Mimenu. You have to have a friend who you can share everything like a Meister a little bit deeper V'yigal Alei Kolim Yonav, and you can tell him anything under the sun. Hanor Mehem V'Hamegune Mibli Chashash Mimenu. A good friend, a friend that you can let your head with, a friend that you can open your heart, that you can spill your insides to, and tell him the most embarrassing thing of your life, and will still be a good friend. Re'ehu Adulami was such a person. And each of us should have such a friend. And each of us should try to be such a friend. When people, Rahmanul Islam, suffer from this curse of the wayward child, the off the derech child, the on the fringe child, and all the different titles that we've come up with this because of the demand, they are so alone. And perhaps the whole situation is exacerbated by the fact they have no one to share this with. You know, usually such problems you can share with the spouse, you can share with the husband, you can share with the wife. But in this situation, the husband and wife are going through it together. And therefore they can't share it with themselves. They have to have someone to share it with. Each of us should try not only to get such a friend, but to be such a friend. That when you see your chavrusa or your neighbor or an employee or an employer that's going through this parsha, just be there. A sympathetic ear. You can't solve the problem in so many cases. But I'm here for you. Tell me. Talk to me. Now, Schwab Zichrona Livracha writes in his Perush on Eiv that when Eiv was going through the Yisurei of Eiv, all he wanted was his friends, the three Chaverim, to make up so much of safe for you. Just listen to me. Don't try to far in for me. Just hear me out. And Rav Schwab writes a personal note in his Sefer Aniyev, and he says, so many times as a Rav, people would come to me and they'd share their problems, they'd open up to me. I didn't have the answers. I didn't know more than they knew. But I was there for them. That's what a friend is for. Let me be Messiah. I understand the minig of Motzei Shabbos Mezachta Chassidish Amaisa. Unfortunately, I have spent the vast majority of my life in a Litvishi yeshiva. So ich weiß nicht von der Meise, der Minig. Even I understand you're supposed to start with the Chassidish Amaisa, but was willst du von mir? What can you do, Nebuch? I'm going to be Messiah with the Chassidish Amaisa. There were two Nunta Yedidim, Grace and Mention, of Mendel of Vorker and the Trisker Magid. Then they lived next to each other. They became Nunta Yedidim. The circumstances made it that the Trisker Magid had to move away, and he lived an hour's walk away. So they decided, as such good to chaveirim, that every Erev Shabbos they would exchange letters. And the Shabbos of Rav Mendel volunteered to take the letter to the Trisker Magid, walk 1 hour there, 1 hour back, every Erev Shabbos. He'd take the letter from Rav Mendel, he'd bring it to Trisker Magid, he would open up the envelope, he would look at it, he would become teary-eyed, and he'd send him back a letter. This went on for some time, quite some time. Finally, the Shamus got curious. Was can they shen schreiben that brings each of them to tears? So one day he decided to open up the envelope. And he looked at the envelope, and it was a blank piece of paper. But yet, he gives it to Trisker Magid, and he looks at it, and I hate on Vein Nochamo. He sends him back the letter on the middle of the walk. The Shabbos looks at what he has to say. Opens up the envelope secretly without, looks at a blank piece of paper. He comes back to Rav Mendel, and Rav Mendel sees that he's agitated, he's upset. He says, "Was something the matter?" He says, "I don't understand. All this time, back and forth, every Erev Shabbos, a short sight, hin and krik, back and forth. And it's a blank piece of paper. What's you making chayzik of me?" So he tells him, he says, you know, when you write something, it's black on white. The black is the letter and the white's the page. Most people, to express how they feel towards someone, need to do it with the ink and with the words. But sometimes you feel so close to somebody, you don't even have to say anything. And the white itself, the between the lines, says it all. That's the type of relationship I have with the Tisgar Maggid, and he has with me. And he can tell what I'm thinking, and I can tell what he's thinking. That's Manta Yedidim. That's a friend in the tradition of Chiva Dereyehu Vadulami. That's the type of people that we have to be kind of as chaverim, and that's the type of people that we have to be to our Yedidim as well. Good to know.